Welcome to episode 212 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Following the fast-paced nature of recent shows' subject matter, this week I'm concentrating on one of the day-to-day aspects of being a photographer. Now, when it comes to working as a professional, it stands to reason that you need to make sure that you take all the necessary steps to run a smooth ship. I've spoken previously about photography contracts, insurance, and even the way in which you conduct yourself in front of clients. This time around, I'm telling you all about the model release form, which is a handy and often vital document when it comes to securing the trouble-free use of pictures depicting people. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 212. It's just after 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a Saturday as I record this, and I'm doing a quick dash around town before I head off to do a shoot this afternoon. Now, the reason I'm dashing around this morning is I've had to go to Staples, the stationery store, to get some printer ink. Nothing exciting there, we all do it. But the reason I need that is because I need to print out some documents for this shoot this afternoon. And the document is what's known as a model release form. And so I thought I'd just talk a little bit about model release forms, what they are, and why they're important for photographers, and why they are always worth carrying with you, whether that's a printed version or an electronic version, and I'll talk about that in a while. So, in a nutshell, a model release form is a document that, ahead of taking pictures of someone, your subject will sign this to basically say that they are happy to be photographed and for you to use the pictures. Now, that's the absolute sort of bare bottom line, as it were. There are various ramifications, some quite serious, that can arise if you don't have model release forms signed by all of those who are appearing in front of your camera. Now, where I'm doing the shoot is in a town. It's a public place, so there is no issue with taking photographs. It's a public place, and you just have to, you know, exercise a bit of discretion and all the usual things, but it's absolutely fine. However, when you take pictures of especially children, and especially if they're under 18, for example, it's, you know, some people, parents, what have you, will or can take offence and wonder why you're taking pictures. So the shots I'm doing are mostly going to be, a lot of them are going to be sort of quite long lens shots. They're going to be on an 80 to 200 mil lens. So from mid to far distance, throwing the background out to give atmosphere, all that sort of thing. Some will be a bit wider. I'll be shooting on a 24 to 70. But there will come a point where I will want to interact with people more closely. And for that, I will go up to the people and I'll say, look, I'm taking these pictures for these people. This is what they're going to be used for. Are you happy to pose for a picture? Now, the shots that I'm particularly thinking that that will relate to are ones where their kids are with them and they're having a great time and they're going to look really good in the pictures, but they're more likely to be young children. So a model release form, I'm going to print them out, I'm going to take a bunch of them with me, and I will say to them, right, would you please have a quick read of this? It's only very small, it's like A5, it's not very big. This piece of paper just says that you are happy for me to take a picture of your child and you, and for the pictures to be used, they're going to be used in publicity and marketing and all that sort of thing. A model release form does also say that you, the photographer, reserve the right to use the pictures in your own publicity, and that the subject has no, essentially has no comeback because they're signing to say that they are happy to be depicted, that it's not going to be derogatory, and sort of all those sort of things. The main thing is that you get a signature on there, and there is a, there are various types of model release forms or a different wording, and if you're in the States, there are different ways that they are written up to compared to the UK. So they're kind of a standard form, and one of the lines on there says something to the effect of, and this is obviously by signed by the subject, this person at this address agreed to be photographed having received dot dot dot. And that's up to you, the photographer, to decide what reimbursement you are going to give the people. Now, sometimes on a shoot, you will say to a, let's call them a model, that you'll say, okay, well, I'll give each of you £50 or £100 or whatever it might be. And it'll be written there, so they have technically received a payment for their time, for their services. If I'm out in the street, for example, and these are great forms to have if you're a street photographer, because, again, it opens up avenues for you to be able to do things with your pictures. If you're out in the street, you can say to people, well, tell you what, if you're happy to do this, I will send you, put your email address on here, and I will send you a copy of the picture by way of thanks. And a lot of people are very happy with that. But if you are taking pictures in a, say, a business context, and a lot of you are, you know, you're photographers or looking to become photographers that are working with businesses, there will be occasions where you will want to get model release forms signed by employees. And you might think, well, why would I need to do that? Because they're employees of the firm, they're there. If their boss says do this, they do it. Well, yes, that is true. But just think about it for a moment. If you took a picture of someone and it was a lovely picture, and your client obviously has paid you for your services, so they have, you know, they have parted with cash in order to secure professional photography. If then there is some sort of a disagreement with that member of staff and the company or the boss or what have you, and the member of staff says, right, that's it, I've had enough, I'm going, da da da. Oh, by the way, don't you dare use those pictures. You know, I don't want to be associated with this company anymore. If they have signed a piece of paperwork that says, do you know what, I'm happy for you to always use these pictures for your promotion of your business, essentially I appreciate I'm a representative of the company, my image, you know, what have you, there is no real comeback on that. Now, of course, people might say, well, I still don't agree with this, da 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 da, and they might want to take it further. But essentially, it offers a model release form in that sense, offers some reassurance to your client who has parted with money for your services. The other, or one of the other advantages, of course, of using a model release form is that it kind of gives you a certain professionalism, and that in turn gives your subject or would-be subject reassurance that you're not some guy that just wants to take pictures of, say, their child and you'll never hear from them again and that's that. So, it does help your case, as it were. Now, let's think about the sort of stuff that I typically do, outdoors photography. Say I'm going for a walk, and this happened to me some years ago, I always remember, and I didn't have my release forms with me. I was just going for a walk, and of course I had a camera with me. And it was around the time of Bluebell Woodland, and I'm just going to pull up at the railway gates here. I was in these bluebell woodlands, and there were these three people walking towards me, and there was lovely foliage everywhere, and I remember one of them had a bright red jacket, one had a bright yellow, one had bright blue, and it was just, you know, it was perfect. It was a splash of colour. They were happy walking, all rest of it. Now, I think I was in a bit of a hurry anyway, so I didn't approach them because I thought, oh, I haven't got any release forms. I could have said to them, look, do you mind if I take a picture? And they probably would have said yes, and it wouldn't have gone any further and what have you. But for whatever reason, I decided not to take that picture. I took a picture once I'd walked past them, and I turned around and shot from behind, so none of their faces were visible. So it was a completely anonymous, therefore generic picture of three people walking in a woodland. But had I had these release forms with me, I could have said, look, I'm a photographer. I'm just shooting some stock pictures today. They're just illustrative shots. Would you be happy for me to take your picture? And if so, please could you sign this, and I will gladly send you copies of the pictures and what have you. That was an occasion where if I'd had, for the sake of a couple of minutes, if I'd had the form, that would have secured me that picture. A lot of you, of course, are very much of the digital age. You don't carry a pen and paper around or a notebook or anything like that, because for a lot of us, we don't need to. We've got phones, we've got tablets, we've got all that sort of thing. And because these devices are so powerful and so compact with it, they allow us to do so much that we just can slip those into our bag and off we go. So if you are a digitally minded person and you want to take a model release form, there are various apps out there which allow you to do this. Now, some are free, some are paid for. There's one that's called Releases, which is a free one. There's PCM Lite, I think it is. That you go onto the App Store or what have you and search model release forms, and you will find them. The advantage with those is that you essentially enter your details once, so your name, you can put the reference for the shoot or things like that. You can put your contact details, and then when you're on location, once the subject has read, once the subject has read what the document says, what they're signing, they put their details in, and they use an electronic signature, you know, sort of the sort of squiggle that doesn't really look anything like your signature, like when you sign for a parcel, and that's done. And what you can do in one click, you can email that release form to them or to yourself, and so you've got that record there. Now, you know, I've not found one yet that works for me. The ones that I have looked at, which are closest, in the most part, they're American ones. And the language in the kind of the more official speak that is used in the American documents is different to what we use over here in the UK. And to me, and some of the wording is different, which doesn't really tie up with the way that we would refer to things in this country. So to me, it wasn't the right app for, you know, approaching people and what have you. So I've stayed with the paper version. And those can just be filed away, or if you don't want the paperwork, you can, when you get back home or back to your office, you can scan them or take a picture and save them to something like Evernote, or just save them into a folder on your hard drive. But there is that electronic version of doing things, which a lot of you will probably prefer. So, you know, this has been a little sort of quick dash out this morning. The, you know, preparation is key, of course. For all the various reasons that I've mentioned, it is worth looking into model release forms. The way that I first came to put together one of these forms... Oh, and incidentally, I print them out onto A5 paper, so that's half A4. That will fit neatly into a little sort of Ziploc-type folder, which will fit in my backpack, for example, and it weighs nothing. So it works really well. But the way that I first came to do them, and this is right, you know, before apps were there, before smartphones were there. There were, you know, you read in books, for example, before the internet, actually. Before the internet's properly got going, I should say. I spoke to photographers. Hugh Graham, a lot of you will remember Hugh Graham. He and I used to do podcast recordings before he passed away. And I'll link to those in the show notes. I would say to him, Hugh, I've heard about these things, model release forms. What do they need to say? What do I do? And on one occasion, he went into his filing cabinet. He said, right, here you go. You can copy this. And he gave me a copy of his, which was absolutely generic. It didn't have any branding, no logos, nothing. It didn't, the one he gave me, it didn't have his address on it, so I could just photocopy it. But that was the way that I first did it. And it's a bit like putting together a contract for a shoot, for example. You take the standard wording, the standard contract that is legally binding, and you change the wording to suit what you're going to be shooting, the way you operate. So, for example, in my contract, to save me having to do different worded contracts each time, there is a clause in there which talks about the quality of photographic prints and how, you know, they are, with reasonable display, they are guaranteed for, you know, very long periods of time because they're archive quality, they're not going to fade and all this. Now, I don't do many prints now. I don't have much cause for that sort of thing. Maybe once a year. But nevertheless, I leave a clause in there so that it's covered as and when I do. So, you know, with the model release form then, take a standard one, make sure that it does say and what you want, that it reads right, that it covers, you know, all the main things. So it's got your name and address as a photographer. It makes it absolutely clear that these pictures are going to be used for whatever your purpose is. For me, invariably, it's a case of self-promotion, so on my website and portfolio. If it's stuff that's shot for a client, it makes it clear that it could be used in advertising, marketing, promotional material, all that sort of thing. Because then, when you get out there and you see a shot, you can approach people. And some people say, look, it doesn't matter, I don't need it, what have you. And then if that's what they've said, then fine, just carry on taking the pictures. And chances are they'll never speak to you again, and there'll be no further mention of it. But just remember that if anything did come up, and say your client said, oh, we've had a call from this person and what have you, you can say, well, look, I did ask them to do this, and they said no, they were more than happy just to have the picture taken. Like I said right at the start, it's all about just a bit of diplomacy, a bit of tact and all that sort of thing. Play it by ear. And this is one of the things as a photographer, which is, as I've said many times, is 90% people skills and only 10% technical. Most photographers will tell you that. It's a case of experience telling you how best to play a situation. So, there we go. I'm back to base now, so I've just got to print off these forms. My camera bag is all set up. It's a very simple setup today. It's essentially going to be a one camera. Yeah, it's it's a two camera setup, but I'll probably end up using one camera most of the time. So I've got two camera bodies. I've got a Nikon D800 and a Nikon D3, which is still a great workhorse of a camera. I've got the 80-200 f/2.8. Again, it's an old film lens. It was pre-digital, works absolutely fine with the digital bodies, but there's just a really nice quality that it has. And as I've said before, I've used the more modern versions of that lens, and I still like the old one. And then I've got the 80-200 and a 24-70 f/2.8, which is great for crowd scenes, sort of three-quarter length shots of people. All that sort of thing. So I hope that's been of interest to you. It is my intention at some point. I've got some stuff in the works where I'm going to be rejigging the site so that I'm going to create some downloadable documents for you guys, free to download, that are going to be useful for you. So they might be guides or things like model release forms, what have you. If you would like a copy of the model release form that I use, the generic form, then drop me a message and I will gladly send you it, because I don't own the copyright to this form. It's a standard form. It's standard wording. It's just out there. But if it's quicker for you, maybe if you're on the road or whatever, if it's quicker for you to have it sent to you, I'll send you the PDF and you can take that as a starting point even. So there you go, something a little bit different about the technicalities of going about a photo shoot. I hope that's been of use to you, but for now, I will leave it there. If there are any other handy documents which you'd like me to add to my download list, of course, please do let me know. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.